Welcome to the weekly broadcast of the Father's House International in Westminster, South Carolina. We are bringing forth and reestablishing the apostolic message, movement, and ministry, and God's fatherhood and family in all dimensions. We are a local, regional, and national ministry that is cross-cultural and multiracial. Now, here is our founder and host, Dr. Seymour.
God the Father, the Lord, L-O-R-D, Ken Kalps, possessed his own wisdom. He possessed wisdom. Even before all creation was established. The Lord possessed me in the beginning of his way. Wisdom was brought forth in the very beginning, acting as a master workman beside God, with God. So wisdom was an acting minister, a workman beside God and coming out of God. Wisdom was an internal attribute personified. God's skillful planning design. Wisdom will help you find that. Wisdom was beside God like a master workman. Like a master workman. It's innate, it's inside him. So the Lord possessed me in the beginning of his way before the works of old, referring to wisdom. So wisdom possessed God, and he possessed wisdom in the beginning, the very first beginning of his way, before his works of old, before creation. He created by his word and by his plan, by his spirit and by his word, and with a method of wisdom. The Holy Ghost says yes, no, left, right. Wisdom shows you what to do after he says that.
Yes, sir.
You see what I mean?
Yes, sir.
I was set up from everlasting from the beginning, Proverbs 8:23, or ever the earth was. I was set up from everlasting from the beginning. I was set up. I was poured out like libation. It's like a pouring out. It was in God, and it just pours out of him. Like a libation or like a liquid, like a pouring that comes forth that is set up inside him. It's set up inside him from everlasting and from the beginning, from everlasting all the way, eternity, world without end, continuous, perpetuity, always eternal, from the beginning, the very beginning of all things, the head, or ever the earth was. When there was no depths, I was brought forth. No depths. That's like a surging mass of water, like a subterranean existing, situated, operating below the surface of the earth. So when there were no depths, no water table, nothing going, I was brought forth. When there were no fountains abounding with water, I was brought forth. When there were no fountains, wisdom said I was there. Before the mountains were settled, Proverbs 8:25, before the hills, I was brought forth. Before the mountains were settled, they were fastened. God fastens a mountain to the earth so it doesn't fall over.
Yes,
before the hills, I was brought forth. While as yet he had not made the earth, nor the fields, nor the highest part of the dust of the world. While as yet he had not made the earth, before the earth was made, nor the fields, nor the highest part of the dust of the world, the inhabitants and the whole globe. When he prepared the heavens, I was there. When he set a compass upon the face of the earth,
yes, sir,
of the devil. Why? Because that is inside God.
Yes, sir.
God is wisdom. When he came in the flesh, Jesus has made unto us wisdom. He showed us how you did. The Holy Ghost says no, yes, left, right, but wisdom knows how to carry it out. Do you see what I'm saying? So when he prepared the heavens, I was there. When he set a compass upon the face of the depth, then he said, I was there, a compass, a circular thing upon the face. He had the charge of the face of the deep, the underground water tables, rivers, water for whales. Proverbs 8:28, when he established the clouds above, when he strengthened the fountains of the deep. So when he established the clouds, the firmament, the clouds, the water up there, above, on high, when he strengthened the fountains, made them stout, of the deep, that deep surge of water, all up under us too. Proverbs 8:29, when he gave the sea his decree, In other words, the sea can come so far, but you can't go farther unless a hurricane comes and blows you just a little bit farther. But ordinarily, they're bounds of the sea. Seas don't have banks. You ever thought about that? Creeks have banks. Rivers have banks. Seas have no banks. God says, that's it. Boom. You can't cross that unless a hurricane comes or wind comes and blows you past it a little bit. But you're going to go right back where you're supposed to be. Think about God doing that. Think how big the sea is, how big it is. You know how he did it? He did it by his wisdom. And by his, first of all, his divine commandment, his divine rule and his divine governing. He governs the edge of the sea. But his wisdom showed him how to do all that. But he himself knew how to do it, but wisdom helps carry it out. Even though the Holy Ghost is leading all the way too. Proverbs 8:29, when he gave to the sea his decree that the water should not pass his commandment. When he appointed the foundations of the earth. So when he gave, he charged the sea his decree that the waters should not pass. They can't go over. Can't go beyond what he says, his commandment. When he appointed his commandment, when he appointed, like Jesus speaking to the turbulent sea, peace be still. That's the commandment of God. Peace be still. Well, the water, which knows to obey his voice, there's enough wisdom there some way, they went still. And the storm went still. You see? So, when he appointed his master architectural design, when he appointed the foundations, the very foundations of the earth, the foundations, all that we set upon you, all the foundations, without foundation, you don't have anything. Do you see? God the Father, the Lord, possessed wisdom from the very beginning. The Lord possessed me in the beginning of his way, Proverbs 8:22, before the works of old. Wisdom is better than rubies. Nothing can compare to it whatsoever. It's better than rubies, wealth, and all that. Wisdom dwells with prudence. Prudence is like wisdom, knowing what to do. And findeth out knowledge of witty inventions. People who invent, it's like a gift of wisdom is in them how to do it. It's like a gift of wisdom. God is wisdom. But wisdom is like a characteristic and like a gift of himself that he brings forth, you see? So dwell with prudence, sound judgment, managing affairs, exceeding caution, appropriately situations. Helps you find out witty inventions, a plan, something very sagacity, like wisdom, carrying out correctly, wise, sound judgment, ability to make intellect choices and decisions. You see? So, wisdom, counsel is mind, sound judgment, understanding, and strength, God said. Counsel is mind and sound wisdom. Counsel is mind.
Yes, sir.
Counsel, advice, plan, prudence, purpose is mind. And sound wisdom. The word sound wisdom is tushia. Tushia. It means, sound wisdom means to substantiate. Give you something to stand on. Support. And even ability. So God said, what he said right here, counsel is mind and sound wisdom. In talking about all that, but God says that. Counsel is mind, plan and prudence and purpose is mind. And sound wisdom, to shia, to substantiate, to support, ability, direct help. So wisdom is direct help.
Yes, sir.
In purpose, like in an undertaking, intellectual understanding, it helps you to even know better. Like it's a substance, like an enterprise of a lot of things it brings forth. That which is in sound wisdom. Seems to feel teshua, like sound wisdom. Expresses the meaning of God using wisdom, inspiration, as the source for a person to build something or to bring something to pass.
Right.
If you don't have direction and wisdom to do something, it's not going to turn out right, even building something. That is substance or to substantiate. So wisdom is something good to stand on, very substantial. It's more real. It's more of a real situation related to the realm of bringing forth into reality that which God has given you a glimpse of or given you quick understanding, like almost like a whim. Ooh, a whim. There it is. I said, whoa, like a whim. I see. Now, the Holy Ghost does that, but God will say, yeah, you see, but this is how you do it. You see? But God, the Holy Ghost, is God, the divine, who has the wisdom. God, the divine, wisdom was in him. It began in him because it's always been in him. You see? So, also he said, I am understanding. I am understanding. I'm knowledge. I'm understanding. I'm perfect understanding. I am. I have strength. I have strength. I have force. I have mighty power, mastery, strength. I do. There's great strength in this, the guidance of the Holy Ghost, the Spirit of God, the Spirit of the Father. But also there is great know-how that comes from wisdom. The Lord by wisdom hath founded the earth and the depths and the clouds. So the Lord by wisdom hath founded the earth. By understanding, he has established the heaven. So by wisdom, Chokma, C-H-O-K-M-A-N, out of Strong's, Chokma. Wisdom, wisely, skillful. Wisdom is very skillful. It's very skillful. Has founded, laid, and established the earth. And by understanding, intelligence and skillfulness and reason and real discretion, even in the knowledge of it, he hath established, erected the heavens, the higher ether, where celestial bodies flow in all the way. Skillfulness. So wisdom, the Holy Ghost is very skillful. But he has a characteristic of wisdom that helps you to be skillful in what you do. He'll say, yes, do this, no, not, yes, left, right, front, back. But his wisdom, his spirit is doing it, but the manifestation of wisdom helps you know how to do it. Skillful. Skillfulness is a state or quality of possessing high proficiency, dexterity, or expertise in a craft, a task, or art. It implies an ability to perform actions with great precision, great competence, great ease, and even develop through experience and training, which helps, or natural talent that you're born with. Like God's, he has innate this, innate that. Some of you are born innately with things in you too. It is often used interchangeably or like a natural talent that you have, like a gift in you. It is often used interchangeably with like a brightness, like the quality of having, showing skill, dexterity, and even great skillful mental thought, a mastery or professionalism. It's the key aspect of skillfulness. Skillfulness represents the mastery of fundamentals. Key synonyms include adeptness, depthness, like being skillful, not dealt, but depthness, like being skillful, dexterity, proficiency and faculty, ease of performance, that you can just do that.
Yes, sir.
You can do it. So key aspects of skillfulness, manual, handiness and dexterity in physical tasks. That's important. Some people are very skilled with their hands. You can't be skilled with your hands if you don't have a skilled mind. It starts here. And the hands obey this, right? Like handiness, dexterity, and physical tasks. Cognitive. Proficiency in mental tasks, strategic thinking, or decision making. How many believe that's important? The Spirit of God, the Spirit of the Father, the Holy Ghost, says, yet do this, don't go toward that person, get away from this person, do that or the other. And he will lead you out of that. But wisdom of the Spirit, even in the Bible, he's called the Spirit of Wisdom. It will help you to know how to do that. God will lead you out. God will say yes or no, but wisdom can help you know how to come out. Even though the Spirit of God is leading you all the time. It's hard to separate. You can't separate the Spirit of God and wisdom. You can't, because he's the Spirit of Wisdom. Professionalism. High level competency or efficiency in a trade or a career. Some people are very good at doing things. And you really have to find out what you're good at doing in the earth, and that's what to do. Not everybody's gifted the same way. But if everybody's gifted the same way, we wouldn't have much at all, wouldn't we? It takes diversity. It is often combined proficiency, high speed quickness, and the ability to manage affairs with good judgment or taste. Skill is a trained capacity in a specific task. Skillfulness describes the general quality or state of being highly proficient, but it comes from wisdom and intellect. Synonyms for this: expertise, mastery, high level knowledge or control, dexterity, deftness, skill with hands or intellect, adroitness or aptness, cleverness or quickness, efficiency, working without wasting time and effort. Now that's a good thing to do, is to work without wasting time and not putting forth too much effort that won't bring forth anything. By wisdom's knowledge, the depths and waters are broken up and the clouds have dropped down dew. Now think about that. By the wisdom of God, he created all this, and by his wisdom, it functions. Very correct. Wisdom causes it to function very correctly. Very, very, very correctly. See that? So by wisdom's knowledge, possessive, the depths, waters are broken up. The clouds drop down dew. So Proverbs 3:22, by his knowledge and the depths are broken up, the waters, and the clouds drop down with dew. By his knowledge, the depths, subterranean, up under, all up under, are broken up. They're rended, they break. And the clouds, the firmament, like a vapor, they drop down dew. It's like a soaking moisture to the ground, like covering vegetation and all, by the voice of God. But by his wisdom, the moisture in the water saturates what you're growing. How many believe he's the master planner of all things? Let not wisdom depart from thine eyes. Keep sound judgment and discretion. Proverbs 3:21, my son, let not them depart from thine eyes. Keep sound wisdom and discretion. My son, let not them depart from thine eyes. Keep sound wisdom and discretion. My son, let them not depart. Turn off or depart from thine eyes. Keep them, guard them, protect them, maintain them, preserve them. Preserve sound wisdom. Tishia, something that's very substantial. Preserve it, keep it. Keep wisdom, keep it. Something very substantial, something that supports direct help to you. And discretion. Discretion is like wisdom, intent. It's ability to make decisions, decide, and to decipher, make out the meaning of something difficult correctly. That's what wisdom would do. So shall there be life? There be life to thy soul and grace to thy neck. And by the way, the neck is like the throat is used in rumination. Like the neck to bring up the cud, ruminate, to saw, chew. I'm sawing up food. A cow will eat, and then they'll chew and chew and chew and chew and chew and chew. Foam will come out of their mouth. It goes down to different levels of stomach. First stomach, regurgitate it back up. On and over and over. Rumination. You just keep it going. You just over and over. Don't lose it. Just stay. Let it stay there. Right? Yes, wisdom helps you to do that. Anybody hear that?
Yes, sir.
So wisdom is the principal thing. Please hear me. Wisdom is the principal, P-A-L thing. Wisdom is the principal thing, Proverbs 4:7. Therefore, get wisdom. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom. And with all thy getting, get understanding. So it's the principal thing. The word principal here, it's the resheath. It's the first in place, time, order, rank. Principal wisdom is the first and everything.
Yes,
you can have knowledge and can't do a thing with it without wisdom. Becomes the first thing to show you how to do it, what it even means. Do you see? Even though the Spirit of God is enlightening you too, he is a revealer. He is. So wisdom is the principal thing. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom. It's the first in order, place, time. It's the first fruit. It's the beginning. It's the chiefest. It's the principal, P-A-L thing. It's the head. It's the roche. It's the head, a place, time, rank, a first, beginning, foremost, highest part, excellence, height, chiefest place, chiefest man, principal, ruler, on and on and on and on and on. So who is was Jesus has become wisdom unto us. He has come and showed us who God the Father is.
Right.
Wisdom is like a characteristic of God. It's like a gift, an enablement of God. But God's divine, him being the divine spirit, he says no, yes, left, right, no, yes. And then he leads and reveals you as you go along. And he uses wisdom to show, know how to carry it out. See, he reveals. You've got to know how to carry it out. Wisdom shows you how to carry it out, even though the Spirit of God is also directing you as you do it. Does that make sense to you? How many of you, we need wisdom? Wisdom is not God, the divine God alone, but rather it's a chief one of the Spirit's abilities and characteristics. Wisdom is like, has to do with even like the revealing. So when you say wisdom, it's not the divine God, but it's what he has. Yeah, he's Father, what he has. Wisdom is the ability to judge correctly, apply the best course of action. See that? So wisdom is the ability to judge correctly and apply the best course of action based on knowledge and understanding. You have to have knowledge and understanding to even carry out wisdom.
Yes.
So learning is important, right?
Yes, sir.
The moral skill for living revealed based on God's word is God desires how we carry out things. Wisdom helps us carry it out like God helps carry it out. But at the same time, the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of the Father, the Holy Ghost is directing all the time. And he is the force behind it. But his wisdom kind of is something like a hand that helps him do it. Does that make sense to you? And helps you to do it. When you exalt wisdom, she will promote thee. If you exalt wisdom, she'll promote thee. But you can only exalt wisdom if you allow God the Father to do a work of wisdom in you. You can only exalt wisdom if you allow God the Father to do a work of wisdom in you. You see what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Embracing God's proverbs, which is God's wisdom. Proverbs are the wisdom of God.
Yes, sir.
Which has and contains God's rule, reign, dominion, and government. Embracing God's proverbs, working in God's wisdom, which has and contains God's rule, God's reign, God's dominion, God's governing. So wisdom has rule, reign, has rule, reign, dominion, governing. Why? Because the Spirit of God, who has all wisdom, wisdom's in him. He is the commander and the ruler, and he'll take and put the word before you and say, you fulfill that. And I'll show you how. But if you want wisdom, you're going to be ruled. It's going to reign over you, govern you. You hear? Embracing God's proverbs, embracing God's wisdom, which has contains God's rule, reign, dominion, governing. Thus, you're receiving God's wisdom. Proverbs 1:1, the proverbs of Solomon, the son of David, the king of Israel. The Proverbs. The Proverbs is Malshon. It's in the original sense of superiority, like a mental action, like a proverb. It's like this is saying this to do this. It'll say this compared to this, you might say. It comes from the word Malshon, which means to rule. So Proverbs means to rule, reign, have power, make to have dominion and governor. Like a governor.
Amen.
So if you want wisdom, you got to be governed.
Yes,
sir. So you want wisdom, you're going to be held rule over your rule. Anybody see that?
Yes, sir.
So to know wisdom and instruction to proceed the words of understanding. To know wisdom and instruction. Somebody says, I want to be instructed. Really, this is musha.
Yes.
Chastisement.
Yes,
okay. Reproof. Warning. Instructions with warning. Restraint. Slow you down, bind you, stop you. Chastisement, correction, discipline, rebuke, instruction, doctrine, bond. Not many people want that today, do they? So they have no wisdom. The Holy Ghost is not on them. The Spirit, they own themselves. And they don't really know that. They don't know that. So to know wisdom and instruction. So the real instruction along with wisdom has a lot of rule in it, chastisement, restraint, on and on and on. You see that? Proverbs 1:3, to receive the instruction of wisdom. You need to receive the instruction of wisdom, justice, judgment, equity. You hear? The instruction of. To know wisdom and instruction, to perceive the words of understanding. To know wisdom and instruction. To perceive the instruction of wisdom, justice, judgment, equity. So the instruction, the chastisement, the warning, the discipline of wisdom. Proverbs 1:4, to give subtlety to the simple. To the young man, knowledge and discretion. To give over subtlety. Divine discretion and divine strategy. So to give subtlety to the simple. Subtlety, discretion, strategy, wily. It is like strategy. Invoke strategy, a stratagem. A true proverb conveys rule, reign, dominion, discipline, strategy, God's overall intent, approach to life and to the future. Strategia is the strategy of God. It's the total strategy of God. It has the rule, the reign, the dominion of it, strategia, apostolic. If so, how many understands that? When you exalt wisdom, she shall promote thee. When you exalt wisdom, she shall promote you, but you can only exalt wisdom if you allow God to do the work of wisdom in you even further than what you have. You exalt wisdom, she will promote thee, but you can only exalt wisdom if you allow God to do the work of wisdom in you. So when you exalt wisdom, she will promote thee. Exalt her and she shall promote thee. She shall bring thee to honor when thou dost embrace her. So exalt her, mount her up, raise her up, extol her. She'll promote thee. She'll raise thee. She'll bring you up on high. She'll make you taller than you are inside. She'll cause you to exalt self and extol and mount up, to lift up and heave up. And she'll bring thee to honor. Honorable. Bring you to honor. Bring and come to honor and be honored and promote you to honor. When will you be promoted to honor? When? When will she lift you up? When you embrace her. The clasp, the hands, and the embrace, like the folding together, and the embracing. And the embracing. She'll exalt thee. So how many understands that?
Yes, sir.
How many know you need wisdom?
Yes, sir.
If you get wisdom, you'll get understanding. If you exalt wisdom, she will promote thee. She'll raise thee. She'll bring you up on high. She'll make you taller than you are inside. She'll cause you to exalt self and extol and mount up. And she'll bring thee to honor. But you can only exalt wisdom if you allow God to do the work of wisdom in you even further than what you have. Have you seen that?
Yes,
amen. You hear that?
Yes,
praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
We trust that you've been helped during today's broadcast with Dr. Seymour from the Father's House International. Join us right here on WGOG every Sunday morning at 9 a.m. We invite you to come be with us in our weekly services at the Father's House International, Sunday mornings at 11 a.m. and Tuesday evenings at 7:30 p.m. We are located at 415 Pateras Way, Westminster, South Carolina. For directions or additional information, call us at 864-647-7777. That's 864-647-7777. Until next week, may you allow God to bring you into a greater measure of His truth and a deeper level of relationship with Himself.